The government remains shut down with no light at the end of the tunnel. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's the word on the street. There's no light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to the government shutdown. U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, a member of the House Ag Committee.
No, it does not seem like we've got a lot of forward progress. It's just terrible. I mean, the costs of a shutdown have a tendency to mount the longer it goes on. And we just, particularly in farm country, we've got a lot of pressure points. And from tariffs to a pending announcement about Argentina and beef, perhaps. There are a lot of things that, frankly, the shutdown is making more complicated on top of those things.
And that's one thing you just bring up there with the Argentina group. Boy, did the markets react to that news coming out last week about the tweet the president put out. Your thoughts? I mean, we definitely need to be looking at opening these trade doors, but, trying to bring down our beef prices by importing beef, is that going to be the right answer?
I've got a lot of questions about the president's proposal. I haven't seen any details yet. The reality is, I know ranchers have good prices right now, but there are plenty of years where they have terrible prices. And generally, I mean, when you can let the markets work, that is generally a better approach rather than a big major structural disruption. And then with Argentina, they are really cozying up to China, selling them a lot of soybeans. They're making it a lot harder for us to get a good deal with China. That just doesn't seem like the kind of behavior we go out of our way to reward.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.